Nikki Haley's tiny hometown, Bamberg, South Carolina, played a starring role in the video she made announcing her run for the Republican presidential nomination.
The railroad tracks divided the town by race. I was the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. Not black, not white. I was different.
The former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador under President Trump said her parents taught her to be grateful to live in America. NPR Sarah McCammon spent a day in Haley's hometown and brings us this report.
Nikki Haley paints a picture of Bamberg, South Carolina, as a place where race was a reality, but not a limitation.
Our little town came to love us, but it wasn't always easy.
Haley was born in 1972, just a few years after her parents moved to Bamberg. Her father took a position as a biology professor at a local college, and her mother taught school before opening a successful clothing business. At the time, she says they were the only Indian family in town.
Nobody knew who we were, what we were, or why we were there.
Nobody knew who they were.
Harriet Coker is a retired teacher from Bamberg and has known the family, the Rendawas, since before Nikki was born. She had Nikki in her 7th grade social studies class. There were challenges. A spokeswoman for Haley's campaign says when they first moved to the area, her parents struggled to find anyone willing to rent to them. Her modest childhood home was featured prominently in Haley's campaign video. But soon, Coker says they were just part of the community.
You know, it didn't take long for people to really get to know them and to realize what wonderful people they are.
As a candidate for president, Haley is holding up her political resume as a living example of the idea that America is, at its core, a land of opportunity.
And take it from me, the first minority female governor in history, America is not a racist country.
In her political career, Haley has herself been targeted for her race. In 2010, a Republican state senator who was an ally of one of her gubernatorial primary opponents used a racist slur to refer to Haley, alluding to her parents' Sikh faith.
She comes from good people, and she's good people.
Tony Duncan, a local black business owner, is a few years older than Haley and remembers being in school with her older siblings. But growing up in South Carolina in the 60s and 70s, Duncan says race was always there.
I think all of us knew what this country was built on. And it still exists. And, you know, as people here in America, we have to deal with these things.
Lisa B. Stokes grew up in Bamberg and spent her career as a teacher. She started elementary school right around the time local schools were integrating and spent her first year of grade school in an all-black class. Stokes has mixed feelings about Haley's comments.
Yes, there are so many opportunities, and we can all make it. It's a lot easier for some than others.
As Haley's star has risen, her hometown, like many other rural small towns, has declined, losing jobs and many of its young people. And it's still somewhat divided along racial lines. Stokes lives a few blocks from the much larger home that Haley's parents eventually moved into. She says when she moved into the overwhelmingly white neighborhood in 1990, many of the neighbors actively avoided her.
It was obvious some were not very pleased, you know, that we had moved here. And even to this day, you know, we're the only African-American couple on this street.
Stokes says she appreciated Haley's work to remove the Confederate battle flag from the state capitol, but she was disappointed to see Haley, after criticizing Trump, align herself with him just a few years later.
So it's like, come on, who are you, Nikki Haley? You know, really and truly, who are you?
Stokes says she's proud of the recognition Haley has brought their hometown. She just hopes that Haley will remember the people back home on both sides of town. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Bamberg, South Carolina.